The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon and welcome to the TRPA Hearings Officer virtual meeting of July 22nd, 2021. My name is Andrew Strain and I will be serving as the Hearings Officer for today's meeting. We'll call the meeting to order at this time. Item number two on today's agenda is our approval of the agenda. I'm going to ask the staff if we have any changes or modifications to today's agenda.
I do not believe so.
Hearing none, we will accept and approve the agenda as it's been proposed and shown on the screen today. Agenda item number three are the public interest comments. They are for no action. Any member of the public wishing to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal right or public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comments on announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on today's agenda. Georgina, will you please look for a show of hands to see if we have anyone who would like to address the hearings officer?
Yes, members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you, and you will have 3 minutes to make your comments. And no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda.
Thank you, Georgina. We'll move on to agenda item number four, the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let those listening know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA governing board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and appeal application can be found on the TRPA website. Item number five on today's agenda are our public hearing items. We have two. Agenda item 5A is the Ballast Land Capability Challenge, located at 457 Eagle Drive in Washoe County, Nevada. APN is 131-224-02, and the TRPA file number is LCAP2020-0495. Julie Roll, I believe this is your agenda item. Can you please give us a brief overview of the proposed action?
Hi, Andrew. Yes, this is Julie Roll here. Just introducing the item, we had the field work and the staff report prepared by Phil Scholes, who's a contracting consultant for TRPA, and he is on the line so he can answer questions as well. There haven't been any changes to the staff report itself, but I do want to make a note that on page three of the staff report under attachments, it does say under item A that the August 1997 LCV is an attachment, and that was actually missing from the staff report when it was posted. So what that is just a copy of the original LCV that showed it as, I think, class three. So we've corrected that in our final version of the staff report just to insert that document, which it was available on our website and everything, but just to add that to the record here. Other than that, no changes to the staff report and no comments from any members of the public. I haven't received any.
Very good. Thank you, Julie. Phil, can you please give us a briefing on what you found in the field between the mapped or verified land capability and what's being proposed here?
Yes, the field conditions we found were that the soils were deep, which means that they don't have any restrictions in the upper 60 inches of the soil, and that they were generally less rocky and less developed than the soils that were mapped for that area. So they essentially have a higher capability. However, the site as a whole has slopes that are greater than 16%. So the highest capability class that can be qualified on the site is class 4 for slopes 16 to 30%. And that has a 20% base allowable coverage coefficient for it.
And this fill would fit into one of our XXX unnamed soil groups?
Yeah. On the Incline Village vicinity, there are about four different types of soils that are known for that kind of geology. And this one is a deeper version of one of those four or five types that are sort of normally in that area. Being deeper gives it more capability than the one that's mapped out there.
Very good. Thank you, Phil. Do we have someone representing the applicant on the line today?
This is Gary Taylor. I represent the applicant for the Bayless Land Capability Challenge.
Do you have any remarks, Gary?
None.
I don't have any questions for you. I've read the staff report and I've read the soil study that accompanied it and had a chance to get briefed by Phil on the details of the field work and the conclusions. So at this point, let's open the public hearing on this item, item 5A. Georgina, will you please look for a show of hands for members of the public who would wish to provide input today?
Yes, members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you, and you will have 3 minutes to make your comments. And no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Very good, thank you. Seeing how we have no additional public input to be offered on this item, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's presented in the staff report, including the setting conditions, the TRPA findings and conclusions in support of the field work that was accomplished and reviewed, and the recommendations that are contained in the staff report, I will approve the land capability challenge as it's been presented, moving the entire parcel from a class 3 into an unnamed class 4. Let's move on at this point to item 5B, the Yost Land Capability Challenge, located at 698 Tumbleweed Circle, Washoe County, Nevada. The assessor's parcel number is 125-501-08. The TRPA file number is LCAP 2020-0483. Julie, I believe this is also your item too. Can you please give us an introduction and brief summary?
Sure. This is Julie Roll again. This project was also reviewed by Phil Scholes on behalf of TRPA, so we can answer questions on this one as well. I have not had any comments from anyone in the public on this project. No changes in the staff report, but I did actually want to clarify something on the first page of the staff report. This is under the second paragraph under background, and that paragraph starts, a TRPA land capability verification was conducted on February 2nd, 2021. This is just some background information about kind of the history of the permitting and how we went through all the different applications. And that statement's not actually correct. What happened is the land capability, original land capability verification was actually done in the 80s, 1988. And then just in 2020, a partial site assessment just to look at the coverage was done. And as part of that, the plan was stamped showing the land capability on that site plan. So it wasn't actually reviewed again in 2021, but it was included on a stamped plan that we issued at that time. So I just want to clarify that. It doesn't really change anything about this actual land capability challenge being heard today, but just for the confusion of the dates, I just wanted to clarify that. And I don't think I have anything else on this one.
That's helpful. Thank you, Julie. I was, as you know, curious as to how we were doing a LCV in February or conducted in February, and that previously the land capability challenge was done in October. That's right, right, of the previous year. There, I believe there was at least one or two places that we wanted to make sure we had in the staff report, we had the slope ranges clarified properly and were consistent. And either you can speak to that for the class six that's being recommended, or we can wait for Phil to speak to that. Either one is fine with me.
So I think the change was under that first paragraph, and Phil, correct me if I'm getting this wrong, the first paragraph where it has 15 to 30% slopes, and then in parentheses, UMD. Believe the correct slope range for that was actually 5 to 15%.
That's correct. The typo we had was following that, where it says class six parentheses triple X, it should say 0 to 16%. Whereas it was erroneously listed as 0 to 15.
And Phil, while we've got you, can you please give us a briefing on the field work and what you found, including a review of the applicant's soil study that was presented as part of the application?
Yes. As Julie has indicated, this site was previously evaluated under a land capability verification that determined the site was class five, and that was largely based on the soil or the slope of the landscape. The property owners hired a consultant, Sid Davis of Davis II, or consulting earth scientist. They dug a pit on site and demonstrated that the soil was deeper than what it had been previously mapped as. That seemed to be a representative pit of the entire property, which we look at all of the property. There are portions of the property that have some cut slopes that were related to road construction done decades ago. TRPA does not typically ding people for those cut slopes. So in other words, we look at what was sort of the historical condition. That being said, we found that all of the property had slopes under 16%, and with deep soils, with that particular kind of parent material, we don't have a soil type in the 1974 soil survey, so it defaults to being an unnamed or triple X soil. So they will go from a class five to a class six, which changes their base available coverage from 25% to 30%.
Very good. Thank you, Phil. I don't have any other questions for you or Julie. Do we have someone representing the applicant here today?
Yeah, this is Gary Taylor. I'm representing the Yost Land Capability Challenge.
Gary, any comments you'd like to make?
No, I concur with your findings regarding the Land Capability Challenge.
All right, at this point then, I will open the public hearing and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands for anyone who would like to offer input or comment on agenda item 5B.
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you, and you will have 3 minutes to make your comments. And no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing how we have no public comment, to be offered on this? And Julie, you mentioned also we had no comments received from any of the noticed surrounding property owners. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I will close the public hearing, take action on the project. Based on the information as we have updated it at the meeting here in the staff report, particularly with respect to the process steps that Julie described for us and the timing of them, as well as the update and revision to the slope modifier that's in the staff report under staff recommendation, and based on the staff recommendation, the findings that are presented in the staff report itself and the conclusions that are reached based on those findings, I will approve the Yost Land Capability Challenge as it's presented. It modifies the land capability class for the entire parcel from class 5 to class 6. Seeing as we have reached the end of our public hearing items, we'll move on to agenda item number 6, which is adjournment. Thank you, everyone, for participating in today's meeting. We appreciate it, and we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ending the meeting in 3, 2, 1.